This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, Michigan got a little snow, but really, this has not been a very snowy winter, and that's a problem for people who race sled dogs. Chris Mehar serves as the director of publicity for Mid-Union Sled Haulers. That's M-U-S-H, Mush. Get it? Okay. He's been racing dogs for about 16 years. Chris, I understand you've had to cancel a number of races this year. At what point do you guys decide this isn't going to work, we've got to cancel?
We really do take into account a lot of what the temperature is like, as well as it really depends on how much snow there is. At our organization, generally, we make the final call by about 4 o'clock the Thursday before a race to make that final determination from the race marshal on whether or not the trail and temperature and weather is going to uphold for the race or not.
Now, your race this weekend, which is rescheduled, is in Baldwin. Did you get enough snow up there to race?
We did. Luckily, Baldwin is in just one of those weather strips that generally always has snow, unless really we have none at all. And so they've had snow most all winter, have a really good base. And then the west side of the state pretty much kind of got hit pretty hard in this last snow on Wednesday night. And we're all looking forward to a great race.
Now, you talked about temperature and about snow. We had a pretty cold winter last year. The year before, we got quite a bit of snow. What are the best conditions for the dogs and for the races?
I mean, good condition is cold enough, but not too frigid cold. And really, lower humidity helps a lot. Dogs, they don't sweat like humans, and so they can only get rid of it through their paws and through their tongue. So it's a lot better for the dogs if there's a lower humidity and the temperature stays nice, kind of in the 10-20 range is perfect.
I was told you never had to cancel races when you first started doing this 16 years ago. So what do you think is going on with the weather?
Well, I don't think there's anybody who would tell you that weather has not been a bit more unpredictable the last 4, 5, 6 years. Definitely has. We're, you know, kind of seeing warmer temperatures here in Michigan. About 16 years ago when I got started, it was pretty rare that a race would get canceled. And now we've had the last 2 years were very good race seasons. The 2 years before that, we basically didn't have a single race for the two-year period. And so the weather's become more unpredictable. We try to adapt with that on where our race sites are, try to look for places that kind of more historically tend to have snow, but it's really all a gamble that you take on what Mother Nature is going to do.
I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, why do you do this? Tell me a little bit about the experience when you're out with the dogs, you're on the trails, and it's just you and them.
The great thing about sled dogs versus thinking of a snowmobile is you don't have that roaring engine noise going on the entire time. The dogs are very quiet, and when you're running, it's pretty much just all you hear is the pattering of their feet and the sound of your sled gliding through the snow. Plus, when you're able to race and such, you know, there is that little bit of competitive fun that gets thrown into it. But it's a real relaxing, peaceful, tranquil environment and experience.
Do the dogs sense the difference between training and a race?
Yeah, they definitely can get going a lot more. You know, on training, you may have teams going out pretty sporadically throughout the day, whereas during an actual race, there's a minute between each team going out, and as all the dogs are going, I mean, these dogs love to run. Pretty much the worst thing you could do to them is not let them run, and as soon as one dog starts getting hooked up or another team, all dogs throughout the entire race site are just going crazy. I mean, my dogs, if I get into the cut enclosed trailer that we've built, the boxes we transport them into, if I just open that door, you can hear the kennel going nuts because they think they're going to get to go run.
That's Chris Mehar. He's with the Mid-Union Sled Haulers, Mush. Thanks very much.
Thank you.